under old business.
Case number 10,795, Solo Partnership, doing business as Verizon Wireless, northeast of Route 1, Coastal Highway, approximately 1,650 feet northwest of Road 206, Cedar Neck Road, with access through Nolak Acres. Special use exception to construct a 145-foot-tall telecommunications monopole with a 5-foot-tall lighting rod.
Okay, did every board member have the opportunity to read through all the information, the package that was presented at the night of hearing? Mr. McCabe?
Yes.
Mr. Workman? Mr. President? Mr. Mills?
Yep.
And I also. Okay. I open it up then for any discussion. Let's start with Mr. McCabe. Mr. Workman?
I want to look at it. I think the cell tower should be moved closer to her house or to on Route 1. There's a vacant lot there. I don't that. I think that's hers.
Mm-hmm.
But she, if they want it, I think it could be instead of back to that development, it could be close to her barn, up toward Route 1 instead of there. I don't know if Verizon, they want to move that or not, or she does or not. But I'm not in favor of putting it where it's at. If they want to move it, I'm in favor of that. But if they don't want to, I'm not in favor of it. Putting next to those homes. How big is that farm is, though?
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Of course, the application is for the location that it is, but I tend to agree with Mr. Workman that I believe with the size of the property there that it could be moved westerly. And still be not be such an impact on the development there.
Mr. Mills?
Well, I don't necessarily I don't see where the opposition is going to, no matter where you put it on that property, is going to want it there. If you look at the testimony and the information that we were given, personally, I think that the applicant had very, very strong proof. The question, of course, is will it substantially adversely affect? You look at the testimony, you look at the submissions from both sides, at least in my opinion. I can appreciate where the opposition, most of their thoughts and reasoning is opinion. lack of desire, if you will. I thought the applicant, especially with the having a licensed appraiser, experienced appraiser with a very large set of credentials, doing the paired studies, and had proven that. If there were, it was an adverse effect. It was minimal. The studies that she did showed that, anything from 3% less as far as resale to 15% more on properties by comparison. I didn't see where the opposition's real estate agent, she's an agent. She doesn't have the credentials of an appraiser. Based on the, we've heard a lot of different hearings on cell towers in the past, and the one thing that is required of us is that we only consider the testimony and information that is for the specific hearing. So based on that information that we were given, I think that, as far as property values, Mrs. West's testimony was basically opinion. She has no appraisal experience, certainly has personal reasons and bias. The opposition suggested that there wasn't any need for coverage. The applicant, in my opinion, proved there is future need for that because the demand is growing, and we heard the testimony that the current towers just won't provide what is necessary for the future. We heard testimony from the opposition that there was alternative means and these radio cubes or whatever, and that's, I think, is a layman's misunderstanding because the applicant showed that they're not even for this type of application. I can appreciate that there was emotion and opinion from the opposition, but there wasn't any proven fact, in my opinion. We heard from the applicant who had engineers and showing that if they meet the FCC requirements, it's necessary to bridge a gap in coverage. It's designed to collapse on itself. It certainly, even if it would possibly fall over, it's not going to fall over on adjacent properties. We've heard cell phone towers in the past where safety concerns were an issue because they were much closer in proximity to adjacent properties, but I don't think this is the case at all. I think the applicant argued more successfully and convinced me that it meets or it will, even if it were to have an adverse effect, it's not a substantial adverse effect.
Mm-hmm. Don, I do agree with you. I think he did an excellent job of proving his case and everything, but I think that it could be moved farther away from that development. I'm in favor of the tower, but I think it should be moved closer to her place or toward Route 1 instead of being so close to that development.
So what are you suggesting, that we deny it and allow them to reapply and hear it all again?
I don't know. Can you put stipulations on that?
If you approve it with a stipulation that it be at least X number of feet from that rear property line, I suppose you could do that. I don't know how far you're talking about. I don't have the map in front of me.
I didn't get on the property and measure how far it should be. How far? Dale, did you look at
it? I looked at it, but it was hard to tell.
Yeah.
I think
that form is a right good size form.
Well, we're talking about a 150 foot tower.
Mm-hmm. 140. Okay.
Well, yeah, 145 plus a lightning rod. Okay. I'm not sure. What even 1,000 feet. What difference that's really going to make in the opposition's eyes. They don't want to see a tower. I look down the street and see a tower every day from where I live, and it doesn't bother me. And I don't feel it has any effect on my property. But obviously they do. Right. So I'm not convinced that putting that tower anywhere else on that property is going to change your feeling. And, we've already heard the testimony.
Yeah.
As far as the tower's concerned, so.
Well, how about if you allow that, like you allow the access, you know, would not be through the adjacent subdivision, but have it off of Route 1.
Well, that was something. Huh? That was what they agreed to.
Yeah, they would do that with.
Yeah, I mean.
So that would.
But you know.
As long as it doesn't affect the subdivision.
They agree. They weren't planning on access through that subdivision, were they?
No, but where the tower looked, to me looked like was closer to the subdivision than it is to Route 1.
To right. Route 1.
Instead
so
of moving.
To make, that would be like a stipulation if it was to.
Make it toward Route 1 instead of to the subdivision.
That's what he's trying to say. Bring it out more to Route 1, not nowhere near the subdivision.
Did you look at it, Jeff?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What you thought?
Well, you know, there's a stormwater pond right along Route 1. That fronts the property. Okay. And, you know, I think it would be more appropriate the further away from the development. Mm-hmm. You know, whether the applicant would agree to that, I don't know. And, riding through the development, you can look to the west and see a tower. Already, it's some distance away, but there is a tower, and there.
And the route to the bank farm down the road. If you're heading south down Route 1.
Yeah, and I just think, for lack of better words, maybe the neighborly thing to do would give some distance between the development and the farm. In my opinion.
I certainly think it would adversely affect the adjoining properties. In the real estate value or the property value, that's my own personal opinion, even though we heard expert testimony that it wouldn't. The aesthetics, you know, would be an eyesore for the people in those communities, I think, and it would certainly affect the area character. So it's just my opinion that it should be somewhere different than where they've suggested.
Well, you know, I said that a tower down the street from me doesn't bother me. I mean, understandably the one's taller than the other, but is a utility pole not an eyesore or not objectionable to us because we're just accustomed to them, yet they sit in our yards?
Yeah, they're eyesores too, but
yeah,
150
I mean,
foot is certainly more of an eyesore.
Yeah.
With a blinking light, you know. I just think it would not be good in a neighborhood.
We're certainly allowed to all differ, in our opinion.
Mm-hmm. No, that's perfect.
That's why we got a five.
Mm-hmm.
Why we got a five on the board.
That's right. Well, you know, I'm not sure if the applicant will want to move where they plan to put the tower. If you want to make that stipulation, I don't have any problem necessarily with that. But I
move it.
Yeah, but I don't. I think that the applicant successfully argued that it would not have a substantially adverse effect on neighboring property. So,
no, I do agree with everything you said about how he presented his case and everything else. It was excellent. But I still think being, like Jessica, being neighborly, I think she could get it toward Route 1, closer.
So how would you stipulate that?
I don't know what size parcel that is of farmland.
Or do you want to leave it open for the applicant? Well, we can't leave it open.
No, you can't.
You can leave it open.
This isn't a negotiating session. This is deliberation.
It's deliberation.
If you're going to say it's got to be here, you've got to put a number on it. You can't just say, well, maybe they'll go for that or we'll talk to them about it. That's not going to happen.
Right. I'm sorry.
Excuse me. That's not going to happen.
You're right. I'm sorry. I mean, you know, so doing that, you're going to have to determine, you know, make a stipulation of distance that may not be suitable for the applicant.
That would be for her. That'd be for her to work on. We've got to make a decision, and that would be to her if it goes back.
So what are you suggesting? Are you suggesting that you stipulate where it goes up by the barn? Are you stipulating that it be at least so many feet from the rear boundary line or
Route 1?
Or from Route 1?
Route 1.
Or
when it
Well, or you could why couldn't you stipulate in that field where the X is? And I'm looking at the aerial photography.
Right.
That field where the X is, let's say, be, you know, some to some portion in that field away from the development. And in other words, I have no way of knowing how large that field is from what I have here, I don't believe.
The paperwork,
you,
yeah.
Jeff, you can do it the same way, the same distance, what they put it in the back to the front of Route 1.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Where they chose to put it at the back of that property, be the same distance from Route 1.
Well, Route 1. But then you have that stormwater pond out front there. So I don't know whether that's part of the property or not. But
say 100 feet, no. 100 feet off that stormwater pond.
Yeah, knowing that this piece of parcel of farmland is hers.
Right.
You know, in relationship to the stormwater pond or whatever, and in relationship away from the development,
same thing.
Makes
yeah.
some judgment on distance that from the front of that field or the westerly side of that field. That's just a thought.
Do we have a drawing or a survey for the property?
I don't
Did they one? I thought there was one here. But
other than the
Rick, when we're doing this and we're saying this is what we wanted, if it doesn't fit there, what happens? I mean,
they have to start over.
They start over again.
Well, I think if you're trying to find a place for it, I think you need to count it probably in terms of it being X number of feet from that rear property line.
Well, first off,
it was proposed at 175, I think was the number that I remember.
First off, we're looking at a couple property lots. Right? That's a separate parcel. No, here's a property line, correct? Okay. Keep in mind, we're looking at one farm, and it appears to have two property lines.
Almost looks three, like three in this.
Well, if you look at the second page there, that's a fence. It's a fence inside that property line.
Yeah.
See right here?
On the left side of your plan, which is the west side, it gives a dimension of 726 feet from the fence line up front to the line that runs west to east. Okay.
So your suggestion is to move it south-southwest,
yeah,
but not
south-southeast
towards the house and the barn. See, the barn's on a separate parcel. It appears to be on a separate parcel.
Than
what the request is for,
line.
Yes. So that doesn't, you know, if we can't rule on anything on a separate parcel, even though it's the same farm.
Okay.
The only, you know, and I don't, they, you know, they've got that. Well, it's all marked planted crop, so not sure. You know, they've got the road running. I would think for a reason to the very back of the property and then down, where I don't know if there's a ditch or something that would prohibit a road up front.
Mm-hmm. There's no ditch around there.
I didn't notice that either.
No.
I went to the back of the property.
I never got no ditch. That's right straight through.
I mean, if you're trying to do what you're talking about, Brent, I think what you have to do is just say that if you approve the tower, so long as it is at least, for example, 500 feet from
the rear property boundary,
or this fence at the northern front. Side of the property. I mean, that just as an example, but you can't just say move it. I mean, you've got to put a
number on
some way so that.
500 feet from that.
Everybody knows what you're talking about.
So you're only talking moving another 300 feet.
I don't think that will make any difference with the opposition.
No, I don't either.
I mean, they don't want it there, and
right.
If you're going to move it 8 to the highway, it's still going to be visible, to them.
You don't have the option of moving it to the highway. The property line doesn't go that far.
Right.
Property, they're talking about it being 176 feet from the rear property line,
mm-hmm.
and then the southern property line is 700 feet from the rear property line. So, you know, if you're talking moving 500 feet from the property line, you're only moving it 300 feet. Twice the height of the tower. I agree.
Yeah.
That, you know, I don't think that the opposition is going to feel any differently anywhere, not only on that parcel, but on the two parcels.
If we're going to leave it in the form, we might as well leave it where it is. I'm opposed to it, but I mean, if we're going to leave it, if we're going to vote for it, I think it should stay where it is.
I don't see where it make a difference. I mean, if you were talking, you know, thousands of acres, it might be different. But you're talking within 700 feet, and they're already almost 200 feet off the back property line. So,
yeah,
not a big difference.
I guess it's different. It's different parcels. I mean,
well,
make them put it on another deposit.
You've got another 400 plus feet from that property line to the road.
Yeah.
You can move it there. Well, you could get them to move it.
Well, they'd still have to be a third of the distance back.
I mean, you'd not on that parcel and put it on, and maybe they could reapply and put it on another one. So they could move it if push come to show, but you don't do that. As long as it stays where it's at. And that's what, Mr. McCabe, what was yours again? As long as it stayed where it was at?
Yeah, he's in opposition either way.
But if it was to stay, you wanted to stay where it was at.
Mr. Chairman, if you're ready to entertain a motion.
I don't know if I'm ready to vote tonight or not. Is everybody ready to vote tonight? We're still looking on that back side, that northerly side of it, northerly side of that lot, by that fence.
Well.
Good.
That's two different parcels.
Yeah, it's two different parcels right there. Yeah. I didn't know it's just two different ones right there. Anyway, so you can't.
This is the third one.
This would be the third one. Yeah, one, two. It's your third one right there.
Decision what we're going to do here.
You can't move it.
Nope.
I don't think it's a question. Can it be moved? But if it's moved, would it make a difference? I don't see where it will. I think you were under the assumption it was all one parcel.
Yes.
Yeah. Many years ago, we had a similar situation where with Melvin Joseph's asphalt plant.
I wasn't on the board then when you had that.
I know. Well, what happened was is that we were on the assumption he was asking for an asphalt plant, and he already had an existing sand plant. And we approved it with a stipulation that all traffic from both the asphalt plant and the sand plant be rerouted to Route 113. When it was our decision was appealed, it went to Superior or Supreme Court, and it was ruled that we couldn't make any stipulation on the sand plant because it was on a separate parcel.
Okay.
Similar situation.
Okay.
Might be owned by the same person, but we're talking about one parcel.
Okay.
Said if I want to take another look at it. happy with what you've seen?
Not really, but what do you feel?
I need to look at it again. I already looked at it once, walked out and looked at it and everything else. I mean,
okay.
I thought it was all one portion where I thought it could really be moved all the way up.
Towards the barn.
Towards the barn. I think, you know, that would have been a little bit better for them, said right next to them. But.
Okay.
No motion on the table, right?
No, not at this time. Nothing on there, but... I think maybe.
Table it till next meeting?
Table it to next meeting?
What do you think?
I can vote either way.
I'm ready to vote. But, it, you know, if you have...
What do you think, Jeff?
I can vote.
Okay, we'll do a roll call vote. It's up to you guys.
I can vote. By what? All this, everything we got, I can go with it. You know, I might vote there. Everybody else is.
Okay.
You want to vote? You want a motion, Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, I'm just writing down name stuff. Yeah, I'm going to have a roll call, too.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, I'll make a motion, and it'll be part of my roll call vote in regard to application number 10,795. I think the applicant meets all the technical requirements of the county ordinance. I think that they've obviously submitted testimony that the radio frequency emissions will be well below the FCC limits. Said that access will not be through adjacent subdivision, but from Route 1. So that would be a stipulation or requirement. I think they've proven that the tower is necessary to bridge a gap in coverage, which wireless carriers are required to do by law. The applicant testified there's no other towers or structures already existing, and that would allow it to cover the area in question. The tower is designed to collapse upon itself, but even if the tower were to fall over, it's not going to fall outside the perimeter of the applicant's property because of the 176-foot setback is far in excess of the ordinance requirements. I think the applicant presented a certified real estate appraiser who testified and submitted a report that indicated the tower would not result in any substantially adverse impact on property values. The opponents, in my opinion, didn't present comparable evidence to the contrary. And I think the property is currently in active farming, and a tower is less intrusive option to other farming options, such as hogs, cows, what have you. So I'd make a motion to approve the case.
Yeah, have a second to that motion? Again, Chair, we'll call for a second to the motion on the table.
Second. I do think they presented the facts. I'd like to say it moved back. I didn't think we'd be in any trouble getting it moved back to the second partial. But they do meet that qualification. They proved their facts, and they had it down.
Okay, I've got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,795. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. McCabe.
I'm in opposition.
Okay, Mr. Workman.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Nay.
Mr. Mills?
Yay, for the reasons stated in my motion.
You're opposed?
Yes, I'm opposed.
Okay.
That is, as, at its present location, yes.
Okay. Mr. Mills, again, what was yours, yes?
Yes.
Okay. I'd like to see it moved. But, and then all the requirements with it. Yes. By a vote of 3-2, it's denied. That's the vote.
3-2 in favor.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Motion will, motion's carried. Now.
We're meeting next week with
Didn't hear I allowed to speak.
The meeting next week is the 23rd at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Oh.
Meeting next Monday night's at 6 o'clock, don't forget. Gotcha. Bring your information and stuff that you have. And
are we supposed to prepare something formally?
Yeah.
In writing? Or?
I think
yes,
no. I think Lawrence just wanted us to
bring up issues,
sort of a wide open workshop.
Okay.
I've been taking notes for the last couple of weeks on different things that I want to bring up. But if there's something in particular you want to consider, changes in some of the rules, changes in the ordinances, things like that, then make some notes.
It's going to be in here?
I think. Yeah.
It'll be in here.
It's open to the public, but it's not a participating meeting, so it's just us. And I assume Lawrence is going to be here, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
But not planning and zoning? Just us?
No, it's not one of those joint things. It's just us, Lawrence, and whoever else is here for zoning.
Okay.
And 6 o'clock instead of 7.
So. Yeah, 6 o'clock.
Okay.
And you had something else you wanted to?
I do.
Or not. Bring it up the 23rd?
Yeah, I'll bring it up next.
How about that? That's a good time.
Well.
Or now?
Yeah. Well.
No, go ahead. We hate surprises.
The inquiry was from somebody who was going to put up a billboard. The original presentation was for a steel monopole. They have since changed their minds, probably because of the cost, and they want to put up a wooden structure instead. They were concerned that you all might be irritated, thinking that they blindsided you, so to speak. And I don't think that was their intention when they came forward. I think it's probably, you know, it's a significant cost. They didn't know if they needed to come back in and actually reapply for a change or not. It was not a condition of approval, you know, and frankly, we haven't really been doing that, or you guys haven't really been doing that with the, you know, but we sort of assume that what they tell us they're going to do, that they're going to actually do in the field. And they're just, you know, I give them credit. They're being careful. They don't want you guys to think that you're somehow being cheated, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't know if they needed to come back for some sort of a modification of the previous approval. Technically, I don't think they have to, because it was not a condition, you know, not a stipulation. You approved the billboard in a particular location. You didn't, and you know, maybe you approved the size of the billboard, I'm not sure, I don't remember, but there was no specific requirement or stipulation about the structure itself. So I think from a legal standpoint, they are not required to come back in, but I think probably just keep it in the back of your mind, so that if somebody complains that, you know, that you don't think that they're being underhanded or something, I guess is the only reason I'm bringing that up. It was Clear Channel, wasn't it? Was it?
Yes, it was.
Sue called me, but it was one of Clear Channel's. And I just wanted to make sure that you didn't think, if somebody complains to you and says, well, hey, wait a minute, Clear Channel put up a wooden structure instead of the monopole they were talking about, that you won't think they were cheating.
And it's in Del Mar.
Okay.
But they didn't state it.
Down Delmar.
Delmar.
They had said they planned to put a monopole on it, but so, and maybe FYI for the future, if you want, you know, when these things come up again, stipulate if you want it. Make certain that it is a monopole. I guess we need to stipulate that in the.
I never thought of that. That's good.
Well, actually, you know, one of the things that we could talk to county council about is, you know, do they have preferences or such, and maybe they should, you know, write the ordinance accordingly, rewrite it. You know, if they, you know, if they don't have, if they don't feel they should be all monopoles, then leave it the way it is.
That's why they, back when we first started, they kind of went to the monopoles to get away from the wooden ones. Because remember that, they looked better, but the old ones were coming down, they were breaking. And I think we had asked that same question years ago, but there again, we didn't have it in writing, or we didn't have it as a condition.
Right.
But I think that's how we got into these monopoles.
Right.
But if it was being more, instead of, you know, replacing with more, you know, the wind, the safer, and so forth.
But if that, right? If that pleases the county council, then they should write into their ordinance. That way we
that's
don't
what
have
I'm
to
saying,
stipulate.
They should. Yeah. But that was brought up to their attention. As a matter of fact, the, I think you did that like 5-6 years ago, if I'm my mind.
Old council.
Well, or the old, plant, well, whatever. And
the former council.
Yeah, but I mean, so, I mean, it has
right.
been. But
right.
Still, well, there's some of the old ones still on there. Well, there was. That would should remember it.
Right.
But it has been brought up. That's a good point. Okay, if there being no other business, we're open for adjournment.
So moved.
Second?
Yep.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Meeting adjourned, subject to call. Next Monday night.